Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. Very busy Wednesday morning here on WGH Talk, to say the least. 15 minutes past the hour, August the 9th, 2023, 67 degrees and sunny skies. We thank Democratic mayoral candidate here in Marion, Glenn Coble, for joining us in hour number one, and 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, both came on with very short notice this morning. And again, if you're just tuning in, issue one, which we've been hearing about for a couple months now very heavily, went down yesterday in defeat, 57% to 42% here in Ohio, which means nothing will change in how we get an amendment on the Ohio Constitution. Over 3 million people voted in Ohio yesterday, 38.54% of the voting public. Now, in Marion, issue one passed. Now, of course, that doesn't mean anything because it was a statewide issue, but it passed in Marion County 55% to 44%. But the big number, the big shocking number yesterday was in May, in the primary, 3,000 people showed up in Marion, 11% of the voting public, yesterday for this one special election statewide issue. 13,405 registered voters in Marion turned out, 34% of Marion's voting public. And now this sets up the abortion issue, which will be on the ballot in November. So there you are. We've heard from everybody else. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say? 17 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have a thought on this particular issue. You know, I got my final, I guess, mailer yesterday for issue one. Issue one is wrong for Ohio, threatens our freedom at the ballot box, ends majority rule as we know it, makes it harder to hold corrupt politicians accountable. Funded by out-of-state special interest, vote August 8th, vote no on issue one. Act now to defeat issue one. That was the final mailer that I got yesterday. And to be honest with you, it obviously worked for some people. Didn't work in Marion County, but worked statewide. That's for sure. Is this going to mean a big turnout come the fall? I don't know. I would tend to think so. In an off-year election, we usually don't have that kind of voter turnout, but who knows now? Who knows the way it's going to go? I will tell you this. When I pulled into the voting, my polling place yesterday at about 6:30, I was shocked at the number of people voting. I knew it had to be more than the primary back in May, because when I was going around back in May, it was nowhere near what it was yesterday, the turnout. And clearly I was right. In Marion County, three times as many people turned out yesterday than did back in May during the primary election. Is this all about abortion? And I'm telling you, we've got the statement, as I read earlier, from the Ohio Right to Life group. And I'll read this again on issue one. Out-of-state dark money special interest groups, including a Swiss billionaire, just spent millions of dollars in Ohio to deceive voters into not passing issue one, said Peter Range, Ohio Right to Life's chief executive officer. Range says the organization's mission remains unchanged. Nonetheless, this result will not deter us from continuing to fight the ACLU's extreme agenda this November, which seeks to allow abortion up until birth and take away parents' rights to protect their child from being pressured into an abortion or even a sex change operation. We in the pro-life movement have the privilege of living to fight another day, he added. Thus today, we rise to honor God and the dignity of all human life by continuing the fight to defend the innocent. So there you go. That's the Ohio Right to Life group. Now, does anybody have any thoughts again? Did you go out and vote yesterday? Did you notice that there were a lot of people at the polling places in Ohio? This, for whatever reason, really got people out to vote on both sides. Now, clearly, the side that wanted to defeat it got more people out. But a lot of people, 3 million people, turned out to vote yesterday in Ohio in an August special election. Which, again, coming back to the issue of abortion, is what we've been talking about for many, many months now. And now, apparently, we're going to continue to talk about right up through November. Should people have the right to do it in Ohio? The right that changed when Roe v. Wade was repealed by the Supreme Court last year. So that's where we are, and those are the numbers. And if you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I imagine we'll continue to talk about this on Friday during Exchange Club from 12:15 to 1 p.m. And also on... I don't know if we'll talk about it on the Friday night show or not. Probably not, because it's more of a current event. But it certainly is news here this morning in the state of Ohio. And what people said did turn out to be true. If voter turnout was high, it was going to fail. And that's exactly what happened. So again, if you've got an opinion, we'd love to hear it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you've got an opinion on how this all shook out, we would like to know. And again, this points to something I've been talking about for quite a while now. Should we be allowed to talk about people who have had abortions? Well, see, I don't know how to interpret this, but certainly this would say that a lot of people in Ohio do not take abortion as a black eye, or at least think you should have the right to do it if you want to do it. That's what a lot of people feel these numbers represent this morning. So I don't, we've had this whole talk, are you giving away somebody's secret? Are you trying to do harm to them? I really don't know. You know, you have to look at these numbers and you have to think that maybe that would not be the case. But I would guess with, 3 months to go? Little under 3 months to go to the November election when abortion is going to be on the ballot. Now knowing it's going to be just a simple margin, we'll decide that issue. It is going to be a heavy-duty election period, a heavy-duty 3 months. To be sure. So, here we go. Get ready. You think the ads have been bad so far? I have a feeling they're going to be even worse as we head into the fall. What do you make of Glenn Kobel saying he would do the mayoral job, for, what did he say, $35,000? It currently pays $69,000. Is going to pay $75,000 for the new mayor who takes office in January, and could possibly pay $110,000 in the future. That's what city council's talking about now. Is that of any appeal to anybody that Glenn would take less money to do the job, or that there is an 80% chance that he might only be a one-term mayor? Do you like the idea of that? I don't know. I think those are interesting questions. 740-751-4038. Do you have anything to say about what Mary Ellen said or what Glenn said? 740-751-4038. But I guess the end result here again, if you haven't heard, issue one went down in defeat last night, 57% to 42% here in Ohio, and nothing will change in regard to how a constitutional amendment is done here in Ohio. All right, let's have some fun now and go back to the Family Feud, because I believe there was a question yesterday we did not get answered. Matter of fact, it was a question I don't think we were even making headway in. Here was the question. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. That was the question. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Now, number one was a straight road, and number two was a job. And I believe that's all we have. We still have four more answers. Four more answers to go. Does anybody know what those four answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Number one was a street or road. 47 people said that. Number two was a job. 28 people said that. There are still four other answers on this list. Does anybody know what the four other answers are? We kind of got stuck on this yesterday. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Something that might be referred to as a dead end. Four answers to go here. Have you been thinking all night about this? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a relationship?
You know, I believe all relationships are dead ends.
That's the only thing that came to... I can't think of anything for this, and I thought, well, job, how about relationship or something?
You know what? Relationships are number three on the list, so I'll tell you there's a lot of dead...
You're kidding me.
No, it is. It's number three, right behind a road and a job.
Well, I can't think of anything for this thing.
Well, let me tell you, I speak from firsthand experience. Relationships are dead ends. So there you go.
No, they're not, Scott. No, they're not. I don't know. Some people just get married to get married, and that is probably the worst thing to do, but...
Well, that's what I think. I think people are... And again, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying I know that when you get married multiple times, that at some point you have to say to yourself, I'm just getting married to get married. Because clearly, as this list would say, relationships are dead ends.
Well, if at least one of them isn't a very giving person, I don't think it'll work out. You can't get two people have to have their own way together and stuff. Either one gets their way more usually, or they're both mild, when the other one just gives in. So if you get two hard heads, let's just say, together, it's not going to work. So.
Well, or if you get a passive person in there who just marries because the person... See, here's what I believe happens. I believe somebody proposes, and it's hard to turn down a proposal if you still want to hang around the person. So you don't say no, so you say, well, okay, I've been married multiple times, but I'll go through with this. Well, that's the beginning of the end. Then you become a dead-end relationship.
Yeah, I can't figure out the ones who get married several times whose name they think to say. You know, like if you've been married somebody 10 years and somebody 5 years and something, I'd be calling them the wrong person's name, probably.
You know what? I say the same thing. I say that all the time. But, you know, people get angry when I say, I can't remember your name. I don't...
Well,
you know,
I mean, you'd be... If you kind of got in an argument and you maybe Dick or something, and it was Jim, and say Dick's name, I don't know. I guess that's just a situation not for me, so...
Well, I think at some point you just have to look at it and go, listen, I was not very good at that. I should not do that anymore. You know, the judge is starting to know me on a first-name basis. I've been divorced so many times.
Yeah, like Elizabeth Taylor and stuff and things, you know. And
yeah, yeah, and I don't know.
There's different kinds of love. I think there's really like one person for you, and some people just get married, and then when they're out, probably at a job, and then this person, and, you know, you're already married. Well, you've done it to me.
Don't you think, though, that everybody... I don't believe you would get married if you didn't think that was the person for you. I think, ultimately, this is the problem. I think people have flawed choosing skills.
I just think people anymore, they... I don't know. To me, it seems like... I don't know. I just... You know, some people... I don't know, it might take you years to find somebody. To me, there's just a special person for you, and if you just want to get married to marry somebody, I guess that's okay, too, if you get along fine. So.
Well, here's what I'll say to all the people out there. This is a public service announcement. If somebody comes to you and says, this is the best person I've ever met, and this is the one, run in the opposite direction, because that is baloney. Guaranteed, because I can guarantee they probably said that about the other people as well.
Yeah, a lot of people, I know they might know you like a week or a month, they get married and they're fine, but other people, I mean, some people you don't know, even if you know them a few years, you might not know them that well, so.
Well, that's right. You've got to get to know people. Stop getting married in the blink of a hat. I mean, give it a couple years. See
yeah,
where you are then.
Yeah, that's what I think, because people, they change anyway.
I think we ought to put that on the ballot here in Ohio. What should the waiting period be for somebody to get a marriage license after they've been married so many times?
Well,
if you really want to marry the person, just wait it out.
I don't think most people don't get married anymore, so...
Oh, I know some people who like to get married. Every time the light turns green, they get married.
No, my mom, one of my mom's brothers got, he married somebody that he had dated, but she was divorced. And they had a fit. They said, you know, that they didn't believe in it in the Bible, like he was going to HELL and stuff. And they, you know, because they'd be over 100 years old. Back then, you didn't believe in divorce and stuff. And they threw a fit. So.
Well, and again, I'm not saying these are bad people. They're not bad people. I think they just need to take a look at their life and say, what in the world am I doing this for? I mean, what is wrong with just being with somebody? Why do I have to marry them? Clearly, marriage has not worked out for me in the past.
Yeah, I think they should wait a while to have kids, too, because the ones, you know, the people I don't really feel sorry for, but it's when there's kids in it. They never have that. Christmas, they never have anything together, and some of them have, you know, if they're two or three marriages, and to me, it's just like, you know, just don't get married. It's the kids. I can kind of see why kids turn out like they do, because if my mom, as I said, my mom and dad got divorced, I don't think I could have taken it and stuff and things. So. Some kids are very sensitive, and it just makes them mad, I think, and more hard. So,
I think you're right, and obviously our list says relationships are number three on the dead end train.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Well, there was a little public service announcement for you when it came to marriage and things going on in life. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Well, that gave you a little thinking time there, didn't it? Street and a road are number one. 47 people said that. A job is number two. 28 people said a job. A relationship is number three. 14 people said a relationship. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. This is where we are. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. A street and a road are number one. A job is number two. A relationship, number three. Still three other answers on the list. Apparently a little bit of a difficult list here today, but... we're going to keep trying. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. A dead end. You know, anything could really be referred to as a dead end. A good guess here could be on the list. You never really know here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that could be referred to as a dead end. Does anybody have a guess? Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A street or road, number one, 47 people said a street or a road. A job was number two, 28 people said a job. A relationship was number three, 14 people said a relationship. Then we have three other answers. Things that could be referred to as a dead end. 35 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the bottom three, and they are the bottom three, didn't have a whole lot of people, I guess, suggesting these. One had five people, one had two people, another one had two people. The top three had the most. 47 people said a street or road, 28 people said a job, 14 people said a relationship, and then we've got three at the bottom here. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Kind of a difficult category here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers? We might be answer short here today. Three left to go. Man alive. We are hung up on this category. Well, let me see if I can give some kind of a hint here. Okay, one of these things that might be referred to as a dead end is something that might lead to a relationship ending. How about that? This is something that might lead to a relationship ending. And it's referred to as a dead end. I don't know if that's a good clue or not. This is such a kind of an obtuse category. Well, let's see if we get anything here. This is kind of difficult.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say marriage. It's kind of like relationship, but I'll say marriage.
No marriage on the list, but a good guess.
No marriage on the list, but not a bad guess. Okay, let's see what's coming in here.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning out there.
Good morning.
This one might have gotten two people, a dead-end investment.
No investment.
Maybe somebody investing in Bud Light. That's kind of a dead-end investment, right?
Well, apparently these days, but not on this list.
Okie dokie, yeah, I don't know about the other one. And somebody did say, like, a dead-end marriage or dead-end relationship, right?
Dead-end relationship marriage is number three on the list.
Yeah, I don't really mind that idea where you need a waiting period if you've been married multiple times. That would be an intriguing idea.
Well, I think once you've been married, because, I mean, the first one, that could have gone bad. The second one, okay, but after two, I think you should have a two-year waiting period to get married. And as a matter of fact, the more divorces you pile up, I think that's how many years you should have to wait. So if you've been divorced three times, it's a three-year waiting period. If you've been divorced four times, a four-year waiting period.
Elizabeth Taylor was still alive, but she would think about that.
Well, just think what can happen in two or three years. You can get sick of somebody.
What was your clue again, Scott?
It's something that could lead to the end of a relationship.
Infidelity, that's not really a dead end, like infidelity or peccadillo, they call it, or whatever the word is. That kind of an obscure, and it probably isn't going to be there, but who knows?
No infidelity on the list.
Okay, well, infidelity investment, I guess it doesn't start with an N, right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, yeah, the hint I've given here, it's something that could lead to the end of a relationship, and certainly has led to the end of a lot of marriages. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street road is number one, job is number two, relationship number three. What is our missing answer?
Go ahead, caller.
Let's just say education.
No education on the list.
No education on the list here today. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. A street or a road is number one. A job is number two. A relationship is number three. And this answer that I'm giving you a hint about is something that could lead to the end of a relationship or a marriage. And I guess referred to as a dead end. Now, the other two, well, hopefully we get something here.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Let's just say divorce.
Not a divorce.
Divorce, not on the list here today. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Street and road, number one. Job, number two. Relationship, number three. Three answers left to go. Now, one answer, as I say, the clue here is, it does lead to the end of relationships and relationships and marriages. Well, I about had an issue there.
Go ahead, caller.
An argument.
Now, did you hear me almost spit that out a second ago?
Yes.
Okay.
I just helped.
Well, that's good. An argument. Yes, it is an argument. Dead end. We've heard of dead end arguments, haven't we?
I've been in a couple.
Well, there we go. do you have any thoughts on big issue one last night?
I'll just say I'm glad people got out and voted, and I hope they continue to vote.
What did you make of Glenn Kobel saying he'd take $35,000 for the job of mayor?
I think he's not been doing good service for the mayor. The mayor job requires a person of capability and intellect, and I think $110,000 a year is not a bad salary for a mayor. I mean, I think, with all the work they do and all the time they need to be on call, I think they'll earn every penny of it.
Well, you know, here's what I think the problem is with people who don't like that. I think they're afraid that, because the argument they're using is we're not getting good candidates. And do you really want a candidate to run for these offices just because of the money?
I don't want them to not run for it because of the money. And if they're afraid that they're not going to get good candidates, then they can set some standards for mayor, you know, or a college degree, or...
Well, that becomes the conundrum, I think. I think is, you don't want people running for the money, but also... I mean, but now it's $70,000 in Marion, or $75,000, which has already been voted on, is a good wage in Marion. It's well above the average.
Is it well above the average for an industrial leader or for an administrative leader, or is this above the average for the average worker?
I don't know. I think the cost of living in Marion is probably a lot lower than certain areas. I don't know. You know, I think, you know, Mayor Schertzer has done this job for 16 years, and he's leaving at $69,000. So I don't know if the pay would attract people to this or not. I don't know. I mean, do you want somebody who would say, well, I'm not going to run for that because the money's too low, that $70,000 is not enough money, that $75,000 is not enough money?
Well, a good candidate for mayor is probably going to be leaving a good job already. You know, they're going to be leaving, you know, whether they're as a corporate leader or some other, you know, some other employment. And, you know, they've got their own needs to meet. They've got, you know, spouses to take care of and children and health and so forth. You know, and if they're making, you know, $80,000-$90,000 a year, as a business leader, then you're going to have something comparable, you know, in the leading the city of Marion, because that is a business. You know, that is, you know, something, you know, more than being a fry cooking model or something, you know.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, though? I mean, we clearly knew that the mayor, whoever is going to win the mayoral race this year, is going to be making $75,000, and yet we got two candidates that have never been in city government. So I don't know if the money enticed anybody in this particular circle.
No, it probably didn't, but look at the candidate. I mean, if you want the bar to be higher, you need to set it higher.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and I wonder what the budget would allow. I think, is anybody asking that question? We'll find out as time goes on, but certainly, I'll tell you, the vote count in Marion, Ohio, I knew it was big yesterday when I went to vote, but I was shocked that it's three times as large as it was for the primary. But that's also, I don't know if that says anything good, because when it was all local candidates, only a little over 3,000 people turned out. When it was one state issue, 13,000 people turned out.
Yeah, it was an important state issue. You know, just, you know, putting aside, you know, the future abortion vote, this is our constitution. This is what's going to govern us for the next 111 years. Well, we don't want to be monkeying with that, you know.
Well, but now, how ugly is it going to get now that we know that the table is set, abortion rights are going to be on the ballot in November, and issue one is a dead issue at this point, so it's just going to be simple majority on if abortion becomes legal in Ohio, and that's a short under three-month period, how ugly is it going to get between now and November?
Well, I'm sure we're going to get wall-to-wall political ads on the subject. Surely drive us crazy, but you know, when it gets right down to it, I mean, you know, it is a personal decision, and we're just ensuring that, you know, that the people who make that decision have safe facilities in order to do so.
Could this help the Democrats?
I think it's more important to help the population than the political party.
But unfortunately, these votes seem to be down political party lines.
Yeah. I mean, and they get, you know, it's unfortunate that it gets that way, but I think we'd be looking at the people. I think we need to rise above the party and look at that. The effect of that on the people.
Well, I guess the final question I want to ask, because I think this is interesting, 13,405 people, 34% of the voting population, turned out in Marion yesterday for this initiative. In the fall, we are going to have an election. We're going to have a lot of local offices up. Do you think, because abortion will be on the ballot for the state of Ohio, that we're going to see a huge turnout like we saw yesterday in an off-year election come this fall?
I think you're going to see probably the same amount of people voting in the fall election as they voted here. I mean, it's the same issue. I've got it out to vote. So, but what was the breakdown in that 13,000? How much was a yes and how much was no?
A little over 7,000 voted yes, and almost 6,000 voted no.
Okay, so probably about 60% were yes, and
yeah, it's Well, it's and that's what I say when it comes to Republican, and I don't want to break it down around party lines again, but I'm going to. When it's come to Marion County the last few years, Republicans are certainly winning by bigger margins than that. That happened yesterday.
Like I say, every dog has its day, I guess.
We shall see what happens in the fall, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm just afraid it's going to hurt the airwaves with political ads.
Yeah, well, you know, and I also wonder, is it going to matter, even though a mayor or a city councilman has no impact on abortion, are people going to be asking how they feel about that because of what's going to be going on in the state and clearly is going to overshadow all these local elections?
I'm sure it'll get down to that. That, like you said, it don't have any bearing on it. But I mean, they should be looking at what is the mayor going to do for the city, not what the mayor going to do for the state.
But I think I don't know if I said this before, but when 13,000 people show up for a state election and only 3,000 people show up for local elections. Clearly, again in the fall, if that 13,000 shows up again because abortion's on the ballot, then that's going to be about 10,000 more people than would normally show up for a local election. And they're obviously, I think, going to fill out their ballot. So will it be important for those local candidates to make their stance known, even though it has no impact?
It probably will be if they want to attract that population that is voting on that issue. If that extra 10,000 wants to know where you stand in order to get their vote, then you have to let it be known.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fascinating. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, no problem. Have a good day.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The Family Feud question today, name something that might be referred to as a dead end. A street, a road, a job, a relationship, and three other answers on the list. All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, I was going to say, when I turned the radio on, when Glenn was talking, I didn't know it was him. I thought he did a good job from what I heard, and maybe he's in the bracket where he will pay his in taxes, or maybe he just wants to give back. He doesn't need the money. Just wants to get the job.
Well, I want to, for people who didn't hear it this morning, here's what Glenn Coble said on this show. He said, because right now city council's talking about raising the mayor's salary, I think in 2028, to $110,000. Next year it goes up to $75,000. Right now it's $69,000. What Glenn Coble said this morning was, he said that if he wins in November, he didn't want the 110, he didn't want the 75. And as a matter of fact, if there was a possibility, he would take $35,000 for the job, half of what the mayor's taking now. He didn't want the money to go back into the budget. He wanted it to go towards something to help the community, but was willing to take $35,000 if that was possible. So that's what he said.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Yep. I heard the other, but I thought, who are you talking to? And I thought, that's not Glenn, is it? And I thought, no, that's not him. And stuff, and then you finally said his name, I think, towards the end, and no, I thought he did a good job. He just, these people that get on and show hate, like I can kill somebody or something, I don't like that kind of stuff. You could say they're, what you could do, and their faults, like, but when you get in and they just show, like, I don't know, hate towards somebody, I don't like that.
Would that be I know you don't vote in the city, but would that be appealing to you for a mayor to say, listen, I'll only take half the pay? Would that make you want to vote for them? Would that be something that mattered?
Well, I would have to know how they feel on stuff, really, and stuff. To me, it's important, not the race or not the, anything with that. I might not agree with, say they want abortions, I don't. That's not the only thing. You got to take the whole package. course, they get in there and they don't do what they say. So, you know, if they're for it, just like I'm going to say Obama. Years ago, he was against it. You watch his old things and stuff. But when to get in office, they'll be for it. I don't like people like that. So I have to hear the whole thing, because when you see what they did years ago, they wanted to cut everything, and then to get in, no, I won't do that. But most of them get in, and they don't, let's just say, do what they say they're going to do. Because, you know, to me, like, you know, just like religion, I might not like, I'm not going to say Catholic, but that religion or this and like mine, well, who's to say that mine's right?
Well, it's
stuff, but I'm,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to give you an answer, and it's a weird one.
Well, go ahead.
It's death.
Death.
The end.
Death could certainly be a dead end. No death on the list, but not a bad guess.
Boy, this one's hard. Need some more clues or something.
All right, we're going to have to work something out here. Thanks.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, about 5 minutes left in the broadcast today. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Streets and roads are number one, 47 people said street or road. A job is number two, 28 people said a job. A relationship is number three, 14 people said a relationship. But there are three other answers. 740-751-4038. Now, one of the answers, the clue here is it could end a relationship or a marriage. And it's considered a dead end. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, the other news of the morning, issue one goes down in defeat in Ohio, 57% to 42%, with over 3 million people turning out to vote yesterday in Ohio, 13,000 people turning out to vote in Marion, 34% of the voting population. There you go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end.
Go ahead, caller.
An affair?
Not an affair, but that could be a dead... Don't you like the idea, though, of however many times you've been married, if you're going to get married again, that's how many years you have to wait?
Okay, say it again?
Okay, let's say... I'm willing... Marriage, divorce, that happens. I understand that. But once you do it a second time, marriage, divorce, if you want to get married a third time, you've got to wait 2 years because you've been married twice. And if you get married and divorced three times and you want to get married a fourth, now you got to wait 3 years. Sounds good to me. I mean, don't you think, people, once you have been through this twice, that really you need to take a look at the other person and not be married in under a year or 2 years? You really got to get to know the person and see if you're going to get sick of them.
Well, Scott, as much as it pains me to agree with you, you are 100% right. Yep. I have been married one time in my life, and it was a flop, and we only knew each other for like maybe 6 months and then rushed off and got married.
But now tell the truth. When you were marrying the guy...
Oh, yeah, I'll be honest with you this time.
Yeah, but the honesty is, when you were marrying this guy, didn't... Oh, I've never met anybody like him. He's the one.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like.
They always think that. Why do people always think that?
And like I said, I'm just kidding. It doesn't kill me to agree with you, but you are 100% right, in my opinion. And I don't, you know, I know there will be people that will disagree with us, but in my opinion and my experience was, had I even given it one solid year, I can promise you we would never have been married.
Well, I'll tell you what, forget this issue one. I think this is the legislation we need to be voting on this fall. Years you have to wait after you get married.
I might actually vote if that was on the ballot.
Well, and we might have to do a three strikes and you're out. If you've been married and divorced three times, you can only live with somebody now.
Yeah, that's a good one, Scott. Hey, keep them coming.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. About 30 seconds left in the broadcast today. Boy, I'll tell you, we've covered the bases today. Hasn't it been a fun morning? 740-751-4038. But apparently we've got a very difficult category here. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. I believe Linda Sims is coming up after me today. And Adam the Computer Guy today at 12. Linda Sims, 10:15 to noon. Okay, we've got one call, only about 10 seconds left.
All right, 10 seconds left to go. Go ahead.
What about the dead ends on your hair?
Hair is number 6. You got it. Thank you.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me when.